shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery, neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet anything that is thy neighbor's. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you.
Amen.
Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
That's awesome! That is awesome! My friend just sent those over to us, and I just thought, you know what? Let's go ahead and give it a shake, because I listened to it. There's an anointing on that, guys. We're going to get to the show in just less than 1 minute. We're probably about 40 seconds into it, and we should start the show. Do want to let you know that you can go over and check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. These are available. They are flying out the door. We totally appreciate your trust in the process. Also have all the prophets we're pointing, and the Soldier of the Cross as well. And I got some other stuff I'll show you throughout the show. This is a youth pastor's dream right here, or a baby Christian's dream. It's called Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do. Your orders will go out the next morning, and you'll have them within 3 to 5 days.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just had a friend online say, Bradley, how come you're not posting on the front of Facebook anymore? Well, they already pulled down 737,000 of our friends. That was, 3 years ago. In the process, they're going over to our personal pages now, and they're putting a ban on those live feeds as well. And why is that? Because of a post from 3 years ago, which is to make the people aware concerning tyranny. But we all know what we're dealing with, right? The history of what we're dealing, friends, with, if we pay attention to the past, is that it's in replay. It's repeating itself today because the American people are not listening. Hey, friends, somebody said this not too long ago, and it's exactly right. You know, how does this go forward? What does tyranny look like? Well, tyranny looks like this. This is the process. Let me give it to you real quick, and I'll put it in a nutshell for you, okay? The first thing they do is they fascinate the fools, is what they do. They fascinate the fools, the desensitized, those that just go along to get along, those that refuse to stand up against the lawlessness. They're the ones that are walking around, right? They're just going along to get along. And then they have the audacity to sit there and say that they belong to the Lord. Well, the fact of the matter is they're called Protestants, right? And they're Protestants. But they don't understand that, and they're supposed to be on the offensive and not on the defensive, right? Because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But this is all, null and void in their minds, out of sight, out of mind. The first thing you do is you fascinate the fools. You entertain the fools. Entertain, tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as you're entertaining them, you're controlling them. That's the first thing they do. And then the second thing they do, answering the question to my friend online right now, is then they begin to censor speech concerning those that are intelligent, those that know the difference, those that hold to the Word of God, those that hold to the Constitution. Here, I want to show you what they did really quick. Just here's another violation. And I'm doing all this just to keep it on file and record for ourselves because I literally have hundreds and hundreds of violations concerning the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights concerning free speech. I mean, folks, you somehow or another, the American people and people throughout the country believe that free speech entails doing whatever you want to do. You can be subversive. You can can lie, you can defame, you can call for a jihad, you can do all that. It's all free speech. But the minute you stand against what they're promoting concerning the subversives, all of a sudden we can't tolerate that. This guy's dangerous. His organization is dangerous. Of course it is. Friends, let me say this. Never live your life where the enemies are not afraid of how you live your life lawfully. Why am I saying that? Because the subversives do not have a right to violate law because God never gave us the right to do so, nor do we want it. Christian freedom is in Christ, not outside of Christ. Doing the will of God, not doing our own will, if you want to call it that. But I mean, my goodness, folks, look at this. This is an old post from 7 years ago. And what it says, I want you to hear what it says so you can understand what it says and what they're threatened by, because what we're seeing in America today, and everybody's starting to call it out for what it is, but they're seeing a lot of Hitlerism and a lot of Nazism going on in this country. Well, maybe that's why they're so offended by the post, because it exposes them for the same tactics that the Nazis used back in the 20s and the 30s. This guy right here, he said, the best political weapon is the weapon of terror. Cruelty commands respect. Men may hate us, but we don't ask for their love, only for their fear. See, the problem they have, friends, is when you fear God. There's the problem. Okay, and this is what's going on in the country right now. That's why they're trying to push so much nonsense through right now. And I'm going to get to that in just a couple minutes. But again, Heinrich Himmler said, the best political weapon is the weapon of terror. Who's guilty of that, friends? Remember, terror defined in Oxford's original definition, the dictionary, was government by intimidation. Oh, my goodness. So who's responsible for all this terror that's taking place on a worldwide basis besides the CIA, besides what's going on through the FBI and other agencies? And I'm talking about the bad guys, right? Well, there, I just defined it for you. The best political weapon is the weapon of terror. Cruelty commands respect. Men may hate us, but we don't ask for their love, only for their fear. Accordingly, and apparently, Facebook didn't like that. And so they started to pull down the ads. But what they did is they blocked me for a month and said, you know what, we can't have that. So we pulled it. They didn't ever pull it. And then when you ask them to respond to it and give a reason as to why they did it, they never do that neither, friends. This is criminal activity, just so you all know. Again, if I was speaking unlawfully, hey, folks, what I'm doing right now is what the church should be doing. Malachi 2:6, the law of truth is in their mouth. I'm doing right now what every patriot in this country should be doing, magnifying and upholding dying laws against the likes of those that many are putting up with. Let me go back full circle. God was asked the question, what does it look like when you're in a state of tyranny? He said the first thing they do is fascinate the fools, entertain the fools, distract the fools. And then muzzle the intelligent. That's what happened to the post on Facebook and the live feed. I just wanted to give it to you so you understood exactly what was going on. Folks, check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. Go ahead and you'll find us on both live feeds on the left side of both those pages. If you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704. Christianity is not silent. And I'll tell you what, there's been a whole lot of silence the last couple days. Even if I'm on a diatribe and I am just going for it, you can still call in, add to, take away, contend, whatever the case might be, Jude 3 and 4, 281-845-4704. Friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to say something really quick. Hey, folks, if you want peace, prepare for war. Because you're in a war, regardless if you know it or not. I'm going to play some videos for you, and then we're going to get over to the topic of America. Here you are, again, on a daily basis, being inundated by the people that are supposed to be upholding the law, when in fact they're doing just the exact opposite. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson, to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies.
That applies to the sons of disobedience, my friend.
Greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, this is why I enjoy people calling in, because when people start get going, they start to get going on live chat. It's like I want to interject, and I'm paying attention to it right now. Somebody had just highlighted the fact that Satan is the god of the world. Wait a second. And it does tell us in 2 Corinthians 4:4, "In whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not." Notice what he said, "to them that believe not." Those that belong to Christ, he has no power over them in any sense of the word. He can go ahead and give them, you know, attack them and persecute them and scoff at them and mock at them and laugh at them and all this other stuff. But they still belong to the Lord. And they're not under control of the devil, okay? I don't know where people get this from. When you go to Psalm 22, 28, it says, in the earth... and the heavens are the Lord's and his fullness thereof. Okay, I mean, it goes on and on. Read the book of Psalms, because when you go to 22:28, it says, Christ is the governor of the kingdom. He is, as a matter of fact, the government is upon his shoulders. And I also wanted to say this, when you go over to 1 John, it's interesting, again, applying to who we are, because the curses do not apply to the church, nor does he have a say-so in what happens in our life. Look at the life of Job, okay? The Lord had to give him permission. But I want you to check this out, because it tells us in 1 John, it says, "We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself," and listen carefully, "and the wicked one toucheth him not." Okay? Now, the world does lie in wickedness, but it does not give the enemy control over our lives when we belong to the Lord, because we are adopted as sons unto the Most High God. So I just wanted to make clear my thoughts on that. Also read Matthew 28, verse 18, which I love, and I don't know why people overlook that one. But this is one of those things that we hear quite a bit where people say, well, Satan's the god of this world. Yeah, but we have authority over the god of this world in Jesus' name. Luke 10:19. So, you know, and we're made more than conquerors, right? And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, right? And it goes on and on and on and on. We don't give ourselves over to him. Why? Because the captain of our salvation, our big brother, said in verse 18 of Matthew 28, he said, and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Okay? Do you want me to go over here to Luke 10:19 really quick, just so you can understand who we are in Christ? Behold, I give unto you power, okay, to tread upon over all of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Okay, again, understand, we're talking about spiritual power. And we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. It's the very gift of prophecy is our testimony in Christ. And where our testimony is, the enemy has no power over it. He's scared to death of those that actually bear the cross and those that are alive in Christ, because he already understands. Had the enemy known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Therein lies the power of God unto salvation. Anyways, just wanted to make clear. And again, I love these conversations. If you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704 at any time. Look at this. This is where you're at today again, America. Again, I wish I could point the finger some other direction, but I can't, because this is happening in America. Yes, your said representatives are doing the unthinkable. And yes, the governors of states have gone beyond their scope of authority, way beyond felonious activity. We're talking about crimes against children now, right? You know this. I'm talking about Tim Walz. Here, let me say it this way so you guys can clearly understand what I'm talking about. Tim Walz should be, in fact, held accountable by the people of the state of Minnesota for his crimes against the people of the state of Minnesota. How far has it gone? Well, go ahead and take a look. Alpha News, friends of ours, just posted, attorney says due process was shut down during the debate on Walz's trans refuge bill. Folks, when you look at scripture, it's interesting, and you might want to ask yourself the question, because I can give you the answer to this. You ever ask yourself the question why it is that you don't see the statutes concerning how you're supposed to deal with people that commit crimes against children? This is how far we have gone and how far we have allowed these people to go, these criminals to go. There is no doubt Tim Walz is a pedophile. Look at his history. Remember when he got his stomach pumped for drinking horse semen? No joke. It's out there. I showed you the article. That is not fictitious. Remember when I also told you that these people do the things because they believe that you would never believe that they're guilty of them? Well, they're doing it right in front of your face. What is it that you don't see? These men, these criminals should be lawfully rounded up and dealt with according to the laws that they're violating. Here, let me give you one. When you look at Luke 17:2, what does it say? It tells us in the New Testament, it's better for him to take a millstone and put it about his neck and cast himself into the sea rather than he should offend one of these little ones. Well, Bradley, that's New Testament. I know it's much harsher than what you see in the old, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Matter of fact, if you go back to 1961, even the act of sodomy within itself has nothing to do with kids. Sodomy within itself, friends, and you can thank the Rockefellers and you can thank yourselves for putting up with it, friends. But the fact of the matter is, you go back to 1961, even the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you'd have went to prison for 21 years. Our forefathers used to hang them. Why? Because today you have said representatives that are not upholding the law, but they're transgressing the law, and they're putting no limits on themselves in any sense of the word to go after your children. They're advocating for what God clearly condemns. Hey, You know, we always hear this. God is a God of love. Yep, but first understand that he's a holy God and he's a just God. And when you're talking about his babies and assailing your babies, look to Sodom and Gomorrah. In Jude 1:7 tells us that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Remember, there was nobody there to stand up when they should have stood up. Therefore, the Lord entered in and judged those two little places, didn't he? Sodom and Gomorrah, and all the people for their wickedness that they committed. And you guys all know the story. Go ahead and check out Genesis 18 and 19. It's all there. Americans, you're inviting the justice of God by tolerating these crimes that are being committed against children. Let's go over to Exodus 22 really quick. It says, "You shall not afflict a fatherless child. If you afflict them in any way, and they at all cry out unto me, I will hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword," is what the Lord said. "And your wives will be widows, and your children fatherless." Boy, that's interesting that we never hear about this in the public arena or in the public square or on mainstream media. No, they're just advocating just the exact opposite. And I want you to see this. Again, I'm highlighting attorney says due process was shut down during debate on Walz's trans refuge bill. So I got a question for 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota that have given a pass to the likes of a Tim Walz to commit the crimes against children in the first place. There's your answer. That's why you're in trouble. Due process of law is a constitutional principle that protects citizens from the government's abuse of power by ensuring that all legal rules and principles are applied fairly and equally. Hey, folks, this kind of nonsense goes way beyond there. It goes way beyond what I just highlighted. They're trying to normalize what God calls an abomination. They're trying to normalize crimes against children. I've been telling you this for 20 years. Remember, I'm the guy that the mainstream media in unison attacked over and over again, trying to tell you, not just in America, but also in England, telling everybody how much of a hater and a bigot I am. No, I'm trying to tell you, you better repent of your crimes committed against God and his children, because the fact of the matter is, this is the only side of hell you're going to ever be a part of if you don't. That's the facts. That's the truth. Like it or leave it, it matters not. I am not going to sit around and watch a bunch of men, full-grown men, make a prey of our children and do nothing in the face of it. No way. No way. But 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota are right now. I want to show you this video when we get back on the other side. And again, friends, I am sorry that these breaks keep coming up on me so quick, but it's something that you need to see. Do you understand that it's corruption in government and the mainstream media that is fostering this mental illness, this which God calls an abomination? Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, Leviticus 18, 20 to 2013, and the list goes on. Start in Romans 1, 26. Again, the New Testament is a fulfilling of the old. Look at how far these people are going. Because nobody's putting the brakes on them. And it's not an issue of putting the brakes on them. It's a matter of holding them accountable to the laws that they're transgressing. You're giving them permission to act as if they're above the law. Hey, folks, if you think this is soft tyranny, you haven't seen anything yet. If you're going to let them go past this and do this to your kids and make a prey out of your children, hey, just remember what I'm telling you. You haven't seen anything yet. You are going back to the dark ages, and you're allowing them to bring the world with them. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of three decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation's past and the reverence to God and our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
By the way, guys, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, on the right side of that page, as a matter of fact, I'll go over there for you so you can see it. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go right here, Bradley's educational videos, you click onto that. And then what you're going to see is what I'm about ready to show you right now. 87 politicians, I put their names up, and others that have been exposed for their crimes against children. I had said in passing during the last segment that much of what you're seeing today was all spawned in the 40s and the 50s through the Rockefellers. If you do your homework, you're going to see that they are the author and the finisher of the seeds of Sodom and Gomorrah in many ways. And division in family. I mean, the list goes on. Women's rights. It's pretty crazy. But homosexual icon Alfred Kinsey and child porn, this is nothing new. They're just doing their best to normalize the crimes. Now where they have the governors sitting there and actually having little boys dressed as girls signing onto what they call legislation. If he didn't just get done telling you, and if they didn't just get done telling you who they are, friends, I can't help you. Matter of fact, you don't want to be helped at that point. Read Proverbs 21, verse 7 when you get a moment. I want to get to this really quick. We're highlighting the fact that Tim Walz sidestepped due process. In other words, he said, I don't care what the people say. I don't care about the laws that I'm supposed to uphold. These people work for me. I'm here to oppress them. That's why they call me Mao Zedong of Minnesota. And they're putting me out there right now, says this pedophile, Tim Walz. And they're putting me out there as Coach Walz to the people. Oh, he could never be guilty of anything like that. Look at the things that he's responsible for. Look at the fruit hanging on his corrupt branches. Now, listen, I want to show this video to you real quick. I'm not a big fan of hers at all. Never have been. She doesn't feel right to me. She has a rotten, filthy mouth. Her name is Megyn Kelly. But she did an interview here concerning this sidestepping of due process here in the state of Minnesota. And I think it's advantageous for you all to hear what he has to say. Listen carefully.
One of the many experts I spoke with before I went out there and commented at all on this thing months ago. And you tell me whether I have overstated the draconian nature of this law.
No, the scenario you set up is absolutely...
First of all, it's not law. Just so you know, it's not law.
Absolutely spot on as far as what this law does. There's no question about it. When a bill uses terms like emergency custody and describes...
Okay, so I want you to understand that emergency custody means that the state deems a child that wants to transition, again, the unthinkable here, if he wants to transition into a girl or a girl into a guy, and the parents don't let him do what he wants to do or her do what she wants to do, then he just used language that the state created, calling it an emergency custody case, where they'll go to a judge and the judge will say, you can take that child from that home and you can bring that child to a different state. I am not kidding. Hey, folks. This kind of stuff is an advocation of war. That's exactly what it is. And it is another sign of God's perfect judgment. And matter of fact, this morning, I drove by a school doing a bunch of work. And I said to myself, what is wrong with the people? Are you in a stupor? You wonder why your kids act the way they act. The word says for you to train them up in the ways that they should go, and so when they're old, they will not depart from them. Didn't say anything about you giving them over to your sworn enemies that want to go ahead and steal them away, that want to rob you of your children. Read Deuteronomy 28, the curses. You're going to see that exact wording in great specificity. Let's go on.
You know, what would warrant a court taking emergency custody in a case? You got to pay attention. I mean, it defines gender-affirming care, which the bill puts in the category of neglect or abuse, warranting emergency custody.
Neglect or abuse if the parents don't allow the child to make its choice if it's a boy to be a girl. This is how sick things are becoming. By the way, this is all taking place because they want to remove law. This is who Satan is. He's the lawless one. And the fact of the matter is what he's doing is attacking law, and he's found his minions to go ahead and do it because he knows the good people are just going to sit back and allow the bad people do the things that they want to do. I'm here to tell you they're not good people. They're wicked people. They're accomplices to the crime is what they are in the eyes of God. Like it or not, that's the truth of the matter. Okay? Notice the language. Neglect or abuse. The very things they want to do in abusing your children, they're accusing the parent of doing for upholding the law against the person advocating the crime. Is this insane? Yep, it's insane. We're there.
By a judge, and it defines gender-affirming care, which is a total euphemism. I mean, you know, gender, what's caring? That's gender. You're denying care. That's what the Minnesota narrative has been crafted into this bill, and it's defining it to include the very things you talked about. Any kind of hormone blockers, any kind of and it's the classic scenario. This has happened. This is not just a theory. I mean, you know, Washington Examiner reported on this thing with Abigail Martinez's daughter, who was put on testosterone hormones and ended up throwing herself in front of a train, and they had to pick up her pieces. And this has happened. This is a nightmare for people in Minnesota, and anyone you know whose kid might end up there.
Okay, so aside of that, you guys get the gist of where he's going, right? So a mother committed suicide in a certain state because the state came in and stole the child away from the mother because the mother was saying no, and she was holding to the word of God. And what happens, the state said, nope, that's neglect, that's abuse. We're going to take your child away, and we're going to start to give him drugs. Okay? She went and committed suicide. Okay, I just, again, common sense question. Why is Tim Walz being promoted right now as the vice president when we know he's guilty of treason? Crimes against children, crimes against the families of the state of Minnesota. Why do people keep trying to minimize what this criminal is doing? He's a criminal. There's no question about it. Folks, that's the tip of the iceberg. Everything he did during the whole pandemic was unconstitutional. That means he's committing crimes against people in the state. That's what he did. Just ask all the businesses that were shut down. Ask the people that aren't here any longer to talk about it because they did what he told them to do. This is the guy that says, listen, if you want to murder your child, just bring him to the state of Minnesota if they don't let you do it there. This guy is a devil, is what he is, incarnate. This is so government, they use minions like this, this dope. They use him to do what they are allowed to do by the people. And again, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. But you need to understand something, friends. This is all about erasing law and acting out arbitrarily just like they are right now. They want absolute authority in every given scenario. And Americans, for you that have been listening to me for 20 years, I got one question for you. How many times have you been told they're trying to Europeanize America because they want to act arbitrarily? And if this doesn't tell you who they are behind closed doors, what is it that they need to do to show who they are, to exhibit to you who they are, if not by their fruit? I wanted to show you this as well, line upon line, precept upon precept. Didn't mean to spend so much time there, but we're going to be led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. Inmate who murdered baby is granted a transgender surgery by an Indiana judge. That judge right there on the spot should be impeached and prosecuted for his crimes. Did you hear what I said? Until you pick up the vernacular of law and you put the fear of God in those that want to go ahead and murder at will, to steal children at will, to go ahead and do whatever they want to do arbitrarily, again, this is going to continue on. I want you to see this because I just told you that they were fostering, they're coaching kids to act in such a fashion. I want you to see this for yourselves, and I'm going to play it quickly here. This is a little boy talking to Michael Obama. Okay, ready?
What's on your mind? What do you want to know? What do you want to talk about?
Yes, I actually do want to talk to you about, I wanted to ask you one question.
It's
about
a little boy.
Book, which, by the way, I have read, and I love it. Divine. And yes, so I wanted to ask you, what advice do you have for teens who want to be themselves and thrive like you have and currently are?
Well, yeah, like you have and currently are, you know? I am just so proud of you, you know, being just an amazing role model and embracing your truth.
I am so proud of you, a full-grown man dressed as a woman, saying to a child that wants to be a girl, I am so proud of you that you want to come out and be known for who you really are. Did you not see this, friends? You probably didn't see this, but, you know, remember how it was all kind of played down when criminal sodomite foreigner Barack Obama was in office and people started talking about this? And remember the comedian came out and she warned, Joan Rivers warned, the world that Michelle Obama is a transgender. You remember this? And remember how nobody would talk about it and they all left it down? Well, look, she writes a book when she leaves, Becoming Michelle Obama, Adapted for Young Readers. Are you seeing what is happening here, Americans? I truly hope you are. Because this is your reality. This is not going to happen. Nobody's forecasting anything. It's time to purge the lump, Americans. I could say this 50,000 different ways. It's time for the world to realize these are not games that these people are playing. This is how truly sick that these madmen and these mad women are. And it's all aimed at America's children. Share this video. Final segment coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of a team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio
Thank you, Lori.
Because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground. Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey, I got a guy online right now, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, 281-845-4704. There's a guy online right now. I want you to go ahead and give us a call. You just said that the American people don't run America. 281-845-4704. I want you to tell me who runs America, because I'll tell you this. No, you know what? I'll wait for your phone call. Bradley, I can hear the sheep saying, Bradley, but God is a God of love. He is a God of love. Yeah. So much so that he actually sent his son to crush the head of Satan. How many people in this country refuse that mercy that are going to get judgment? God is a God of love, Bradley. Yep. Look at the heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24. Yep. Look at the very habitation of God. Psalm 97. Look at John 7:24, where we're to judge righteous judgment according to law, and that's what the American people are failing to do. They think somehow or another criminals can be criminals as long as you're in government. It's a lucrative business. Come on, join us. Don't worry about it. You're above the people. They serve you. But Bradley, God is a God of love. Let me ask you something really quick. Just a thought. Okay, God is a God of love, but it tells us in 1 Corinthians 13 that love rejoiceth not in iniquity. That's lawlessness. As a matter of fact, it tells us under judgment that the love of many will wax cold because of the workers of lawlessness. That means they fail to be the law. I'm waiting for that phone call concerning the guy that said the American people don't run the country. 1-281-1281-845-4704. This is what I'm up against all over the country, friends. 281-845-4704. Let me go back. Wasn't it Jesus in Matthew 7 that's going to look at the people and the people are going to look at him and say, Lord, didn't we cast out devils in your name? Didn't we heal the sick and raise the dead? And the Lord's going to look at him and say, you know what? Depart from me, you workers of what? Lawlessness. Yeah. Doesn't it tell us in the book of Timothy, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness? Yes. So if we're to depart from it, that must mean that we are to be the law. Still waiting for that phone call, smart guy. 281-845-4704. A guy just said on live chat that it's not the American people that run the country. Okay, I'm still waiting for the phone call. 281-845-4704. I'm in the ring right now, guy. Okay? The Bible tells us to let love be without dissimulation. That's a false covering. It's not to be found under false pretenses. To just give it a pass and give it a pass and give it a pass. The way that the American people have been taught to do. Now, people forget that God is a judge. People forget that they're going to answer to him on that final day. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Hebrews 9:27 just comes to my aid. I want to go back and I want you to understand that, yes, God is love. I want to make sure that you understand I'm putting this into context, not taking it out like the American people have. I want to say this, Americans, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. You are so far over that you accept these crimes that you somehow or another believe that it's God's mercy that's tolerating it, when in fact it's not God tolerating any of this. It's the church that is the abomination in his sight for tolerating it. Okay, just so you all know, I'm holding the scripture here. This isn't teaching men the fear of God and departing from lawlessness. Nope, this is encouraging them to keep being lawless because of your inactions concerning their crimes that are being committed against the children. Still waiting for the guy to answer the question on the phone, 281-845-4704. You just got done telling us that the American people don't run the country. I want to know who runs the country. Okay? Do you remember when Jesus healed the sick and he raised the dead? We're talking about how God is love. Do you remember that he would heal the woman with the issue of blood and all the other things and raising the dead back to life? Pretty awesome stuff. Oh, and by the way, he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8, right? He's going to blow us all out of the grave. Amen. Hopefully in this life, first and foremost, read 1 Corinthians 15, the whole of the chapter. Because again, we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And if not, then we're still yet dead in our sin. That's what the Bible tells us, right? Is it true? Absolutely. We're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Holy God that we serve. We need more of the Holy Spirit, Acts 5:32, big time. When Jesus was doing all that, that was love. Was it love when Jesus was damning the Pharisees? I mean, has anybody ever taken the time to go through the pages of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and see how much time Jesus himself was rebuking the religious, the self-righteous people of the day? And he was constantly bringing that sword of the Spirit to divide those from his. Anybody pay attention to that? Because the scripture is filled with it. Let me tell you something. This just comes to my aid right now. D.L. Moody was right when he said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. Oh, and I want to say something to those people out there too that don't understand what mercy is. I do want you to understand that mercy falls to those that keep the commandments, the laws, and the statutes and judgments of God. Isn't that what it says? Oh, yep, it does. Absolutely. And to keep his commandments is not grievous, and it tells us in 1 John, Whoa! The New Testament, yeah. Put that up against John 14, 21, 1 John 2, 6. Oh, the list goes on. And then put it on the other side to 1 John 2, 4, because he said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But we'll get to mercy really quick. I want to say this. Understand the character of God. Mercy is non-justice, right? Yet it is not injustice. When the law is enforced unto judgment upon the heads of the guilty, Isaiah 26, verse 9, Psalm 51, verse 4, that is a mercy to the innocent that need to be protected from the criminals. I want to make sure you all understand. Mercy is not non-justice, yet it is not injustice. Mercy is voluntary on the behalf of the Lord. By its very definition, mercy is voluntary on the Lord's part. But I want you to listen to me carefully, Americans. It's not owed. It is not owed to us. The Lord will have compassion on whom he'll have compassion, and he'll have mercy on whom he'll have mercy. And while some will say, well, Bradley, you know what? God is a God of love. Yeah, but he hated Esau, didn't he? And he loved Jacob. And I want to tell you something on the other side of that. There's going to be a lot of people in hell that the Lord loved, but they refused to obey the Lord because they hated him. Put it into perspective, people, for your own sakes. I want to get back to this. Of course, we got another guy talking out of his lack thereof, talking out of school, telling us that it's not the American people that run the country. I want to say this before I make the next point. I hear this all the time across the country, and it's never been my message. But you know what? You can sit there and talk about who controls you all day long. That's on you, not on me. But I can tell you right now, they're not controlling me because I don't belong to them. Okay? And you can say whatever you want to say, because the only reason that you're going on that side of the conversation is because you've already given up and you're looking for someone to group with you in your excuses as to why you have failed to obey the living God. That's the truth of the matter. The globalists, they control all of us. No, they don't. They control the people that submit to them. That's who they control. And it's not rebellion to stand up against their lawlessness. It's called obedience, Americans. I was just highlighting this for the sake of time. I got to get back to it. This is Michael Obama coming out with a book adapted for young readers, talking to children, telling them how proud he is that young kids are doing the same thing that he did. You can say it's crazy all you want. Joan Rivers died for telling you the truth. And I didn't say it. Here's the book that she wrote. I'm sorry. Here's the book that he wrote. Americans, I can only, you can say I'm condemned. I'm condemning. You can say all that stuff. But I'm here to tell you something. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And I want to go over to John 3 really quick while I have the time. Oh, and by the way, to the guy that never called in, that said that America is not in control, the people are not in control. If you read the Declaration of Independence, our rights come from God. Those that serve we, the people, derive their just powers from the consent of the people that obey God. When you read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, the first thing it says is, we, the people. And the first thing it tells us to do is to establish justice. Guess what the people have not done? They have not bent the law. They have not brought justice. And that's why they're allowing tyrants to do the things that they're doing. So let's go over to John 3 really quick while I have a moment, because we're coming up to the end of the show here. But if you go over to John 3:17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light because the deeds were evil. Hey, folks, read Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Love you by what we do. Talk to